You're listening to Vatican Radio.
With Pope Francis visiting Auschwitz, many World Youth Day pilgrims have also been paying a visit to the Nazi concentration camp. The Centre for Dialogue and Prayer in Auschwitz was founded for all those who were touched by what happened in the Nazi concentration and extermination camps located there. Vatican Radio's Lydia O'Kane interviewed Father Manfred Deselers, Programme Manager at the Centre for Dialogue and Prayer in Auschwitz, to find out what he hopes visitors will gain from their experience.
The first experience is always something like a shock, that something like this is possible and everybody is under impression how big it was and how well organized it was. So this negative experience of evil is very powerful. And my hope is, and our task is, that this is not only a negative experience, that we do not go home depressed and cannot believe in the good of a human person or in the goodness of God anymore. You must understand that what the victims ask us is, first of all, you should have respected our dignity. They shout to the perpetrators. So they call us, make a world where you respect one another's dignity. So I hope the young people go home here with this message, with this testament of the victims. One survivor who met with German young people after such a meeting said to me, "Manfred, isn't it wonderful that today we can be friends?" And when he says that, he knows and I know that this is not simply something normal. It's a big task. It's a vocation. Let's make a world where we can be friends. John Paul II called this civilization of love. And I hope that people leave this place, especially the young, with this mission. That's their task. They are building the future. And something else which is connected. This morning I have been talking to a group, and the group had already left. A young girl stayed. She wanted to talk to me. And she asked me, "What shall I do?" And I asked, "Why do you ask?" And she said, "I'm from Syria." So the question really is, what can I do during the war? I had been talking before about creating a place of encounter and meeting, of mutual trust here in Oświęcim, in Auschwitz. This does not work during the war. So what to do during the war? And I said, like Maximilian Kolbe, he died, he was killed during the war. But he is saint because his love was not killed. So our task is that we don't stop to love, even if the environment is full of hate.
That was Vatican Radio's Lydia O'Kane with Father Manfred, Program Manager at the Center for Dialogue and Prayer in Auschwitz. I'm Katie Asko.